So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.
And we are live. What's up, it's your boy K9, and you're listening to The Kennel. Follow me on Instagram, at K9_Florida. Like, follow, share us on Spotify if you can. We really appreciate it. I got Cousin Bubby on the pod.
Hey, howdy, hey.
This is your first appearance being a 21-year-old man. Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
I went to your party. I went out to the bar with you to celebrate. I squirted a lime in both of my eyes just to get them pumped up because it was his 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
How hyped did that get you?
Very. Got me so hyped I went to Dom's after that.
No way.
Yeah.
You did?
I did. After everyone besides, well, me, my sister, and her boyfriend, and our Aunt Tina left. Well, it was just us four there. She left, like, we were leaving. She left, and me, my sister, and her boyfriend went to Dom's.
How was Dom's?
I barely remember.
Really? You got that messed up?
Yeah. All I remember is that I went to Dom's. I guess I flirted with some ugly chick. I called up this one girl that I'm really good friends with in college, and that's about it. That's all I remember from Dom's.
It was a Monday night, so it probably wasn't too bad of a crowd at Dom's. I don't know. It could have been, though.
It wasn't. Only other time I went to Dom's, it was, like, crazier. Like, you could barely fit your elbows in.
It was, like, a weekend day.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I was so pumped, dude, because I just kept thinking about my 21st birthday and how hype I was, and I was just like, I gotta get Bubby there. Because Nobody else was really, like, on that energy. I was squirting limes in my eyes. I was, you know, getting hype. So I was doing what I had to do to make it good. So I hope you enjoyed your 21st birthday.
I did.
We played some bingo with some old people at the bar, too.
Bingo. The stars aligned.
When the stars align, you will say bingo. I was so close. I had B, I, N, and then I had the O numbers.
Ooh.
All I needed was a G47. And that dude said G 3 times in a row, and he said G48, G50. I'm like, you piece of crap. Please say G47. Of course, he didn't get to, you know, somebody else said bingo. I was pissed.
I bet.
There was a lot of obviously good things about your birthday, but, I mean, let's just start with this. Let's recap the Super Bowl. You're a huge 49ers fan. Tough loss. You know, they fought hard. We're gonna talk all about it. Just honestly break it down for me. You don't have to give me everything right now, but just how do you feel now? How did you feel at the time? Let's start with that.
At the time, heartbreak.
Damn.
That's all I gotta say.
Wow. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
What about now? Are you better now?
Yeah, but I'm still, like, I still have not much to say about it.
I know we talked a lot before the Super Bowl where we're like, this is now or never for the 49ers. I don't think this is a situation. It kind of seems like everybody's still going to stay. A lot of the people are going to stay there. I really don't think it's now or never. I do know it is going to be tough again next year because the Chiefs are already talking about going for a three-peat. But I do feel like the 49ers are still by a mile the best team in the NFC. I don't think there's really any other team in the NFC right now that's really messing with the 49ers as of now. Let's start with the first half. The first half, the 49ers pretty much controlled it. Their defense was amazing. They held Mahomes to pretty much nothing. The 49ers defense looked good. The offense looked decent. Not as good as I was expecting. I was expecting Debo to have a bigger impact. We talked about that.
Me too.
They really didn't get Debo started in the first half at all. The second half, Mahomes just pretty much took over. You know, it was a great game. It's probably honestly one of the best Super Bowls I ever seen. It was a great game. There's been so much controversy like over this game. Shanahan taking the ball first in overtime. I mean, I've heard a million people talk about that. Let's go to you about that. What is your thought on taking the ball first in a Super Bowl overtime? Because the rules are different. It's not a regular playoff or a regular game where overtime it could end in a tie. This is if the first team scores, even if they score a touchdown, the second team gets a chance. Now, back in the day, if you were the first team to score a touchdown in the playoffs or a regular game, no matter what, you won. You know, I remember even long enough ago where if you kicked a field goal, it was over. Then they changed the rule where if you kick a field goal, the other team has a chance to kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. Now it's in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. If you score a touchdown, the other team gets a chance. Score a touchdown. I personally wouldn't have taken the ball first. I was honestly surprised when they did. What do you think about that? What would you do?
I would have gone second.
Right.
I would have given my defense a shot to try to stop Mahomes. And if you do, then go out there and win. If not, then, you know, you have a chance to keep your hopes alive.
Yeah, because I know the defense slowed down in the second half, but the defense played so good. You know, that game, I would have that's one, you know, positive and one reason I would have done it. The other thing is your play calling. You know, I feel like the 49ers drove the ball down the field like it was nothing, and then they got there in the red zone, and they didn't, you know, capitalize on it, so they ended up kicking a field goal. But this is why you give them the ball first. Let's say they only scored a field goal, then you go for it. You know, then your play calling becomes different. It's, I know Shanahan says he was going for the tiebreaker. He thought they were going to kick a field goal as well, so he wanted to get the first possession, getting it third, if that makes sense. That he says that was his mind frame around that and why he made that decision. I just feel like you're kind of reaching too far. Like, you want to get the ball first in the tiebreaker. I don't know. Like, you could always go for two if the other team scores a touchdown first, because you know they're not going to go for two first. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, I think there was a lot of bad decisions in that game. Once again, I honestly feel like the 49ers had this game, man. I feel like they did have it for a while. Mahomes is tough to stop, dude. And you almost got to look at Mahomes like he's Michael Jordan. You know, when Michael Jordan was playing, you had all these other teams and all these other guys that were so good. And if they weren't going up against Jordan, they would have rings. Charles Barkley. I don't know if Karl Malone and Stockton ever got a ring, but they could never beat him.
They didn't.
You have Patrick Ewing and them Knicks teams. They could never beat the Bulls. I mean, you have these other teams, the 49ers with Brock Purdy. You got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You got Josh Allen and the Bills. If Mahomes wasn't there, all these other guys would probably at least have a ring by now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going up against Michael Jordan, and he's tough to beat in the Super Bowl and the championship. It's one thing for sure is that I was wrong about Pacheco. Man, he couldn't get nothing going. We were wrong on what we thought the defenses were going to do. We thought the 49ers defense was going to let Pacheco run. Mm-hmm. But, man, they shut that down.
Yeah, I kind of – that was one thing I was kind of right about is that I told everybody that this game was going to be more of a defensive battle than people are expecting, and I was right on the money over that. I mean, it wasn't like – you know, it wasn't like a 7-3 game, but it was still more of a defensive battle than people were coming in expecting it to be.
Right, and when we made our game picks, I said the Chiefs, you said the 49ers, but I said the over, and you said the under. Mm-hmm. So we were both right. If you would have picked my Chiefs and his under, you would have made some real good money. But, yeah, we both thought differently on that. It was a low-scoring game. Like I said, the 49ers defense played good, and that brings me to the news today. Kyle Shanahan, he fired Steve Wilks, dude. went in his office today and fired Steve Wilkes. I do know that the reason, apparently, that Shanahan called that timeout, I think it was at the end of the fourth quarter, he didn't like the play call that Steve Wilkes made, so that's why he wasted that timeout. There's been, you know, just some players I feel like that haven't really gotten along with Steve Wilkes. But do you think Steve Wilkes deserves to be fired?
I mean, I've honestly no, but in a way I kind of understand it. I kind of understand why they got fired. You know, I kind of think of it as like that one defensive possession. They all they had to do was hold Mahomes to not score, and then they allowed that big play right before they scored the touchdown. I remember what I think it was, a throw to Kelsey, but
yeah, it was. Yeah,
Kelsey. I think that's what it was. He didn't, like, when it really mattered most, he didn't call the right plays. But in a way, I kind of understand why. But honestly, I wouldn't have. I would have given him another shot. But you know, maybe he'll go on and become a great head coach like the other former defensive coordinators for the 49ers. You know, i.e. Robert Saleh or D'Amico Ryans.
Right. I mean, there isn't really that many positions available right now. He's definitely going to have to try to find a coordinator job. But even a lot of those are filled up right now. I mean, he's going to get a job, but I don't know if he's going to get what he wants right away. Man, I honestly don't know if I would have fired him. I feel like, you know, in a way, they had to get rid of somebody. And if this is their way of getting rid of somebody, whether it's, you know, him, and now they're going to keep all the same players and just get a new D coordinator, I mean, I'd rather see them do that as opposed to just kind of cleaning house with some of the guys on the roster. So, in a way, if this is what they're going to do, I do like it. Like, get rid of Steve Wilkes. Don't get rid of McCaffrey. Don't get rid of Debo. You know, re-sign IU. Keep Purdy. You know, if you keep things the same, maybe add a piece here, maybe on the defense. Yeah. I know their starting safety was out the whole year.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, I don't know if he's going to come back healthy or what's going on. I don't think it's over and done for the 49ers. I know this game meant a lot to you. I can tell just by the way you're acting. It hurt you, dude. I get it, man. You know what I'm saying? My Bears have never even came close. So if you want to feel bad for somebody, feel bad for a Bears fan. We can't get shit right.
Bear down.
At least the 49ers, they've had some badass teams. You're watching regular season games. Y'all are blowing out people. You got McCaffrey. I mean, you know, you could – things are still on the up. There's no reason to be depressed about it. Like I said, you're going up against Mahomes. He's the Michael Jordan of football. You know, it happens. That's how it's going to be. But they're still the best team in the NFC by a mile. The Eagles, I think, are done, maybe. I think the Eagles are in some deep shit, man. The way they ended that year, I don't think A.J. Brown's going to be on the team next year. They got all these new coordinators. They're pretty much cleaning house. I don't think the Eagles are going to be as strong. I really don't think Detroit's going to be as good next year as they were this year either. You know, I do feel like the 49ers definitely got the NFC on lock already as of next year. If I was going to bet on a future, I would bet on that. I mean, is there anything else you want to say about the Super Bowl to your 49ers fans, Cousin Rocco?
I just want to say congratulations, Chiefs. Back to back.
You think they can pull the three-peat? Is it a possibility? First team ever?
They have a shot. It just depends on if the, you know, if they keep their core.
Yeah.
Or if they pull a Ravens.
Ooh.
You know, 2013, and just, you know, let all their star players leave and then, you know, not be able to go back to the, you know, the eliteness that they were before that.
And one thing I'm happy about, though, too, is I thought Kelce was going to retire. I thought after they won that Super Bowl, he was going to retire, do the podcast full-time with his brother, be with Taylor Swift.
There's still time.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's coming back, though. He said he's going for the three-peat. So I was happy about that. I really thought he was going to come up on that mic and say that he's done. So that was good to see. I want Kelce to stick around at least one more year, man. I like Kelce. He's something else. I know he pushed Andy Reid, but he's a passionate dude. He's the type of dude you want on your team, you know? So I like Kelce. All right. Obviously, I timestamp everything, so if you want to listen to certain things, just go to that timestamp. We're actually going to add some NASCAR in today's podcast.
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
They're making a left turn.
The 500 is Sunday. It's the Super Bowl of NASCAR. It's the first race of the year. The Daytona 500, it's on Sunday.
Big.
And it's honestly probably my favorite race of the year to bet. You know, it's such a good race. It's a long race. There's been so many underdogs that have won it. There's been a lot of favorites that have won it. It's just the best race of the year. I don't think there's any other race that's even close to it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. And this, you know, this race is just... It's the Super Bowl of NASCAR. I mean, I really don't know what else to say about it. It's such a big race. I love it.
Yeah.
Most people that don't even really like NASCAR, they're going to at least tune in for a little bit to the 500. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you our picks on the NASCAR race. You can pretty much bet this on any website. We're going to start with our biggest underdog and then work our way to the top. So I'm going to start with my underdog. The one I'm going to give you first is Austin Dillon.
Ooh.
At plus 3,000.
Damn.
I predicted when he won it his first time. I mean, he was a huge long shot to win it. He's won the race before. He's a big long shot. I like it at plus 3,000. He's a guy that knows this track. He's won it before. He's got a son named Ace. I think that's even cooler because my son's named Ace. Austin Dillon's a good racer, man. He's one of the younger guys. I like him. He knows the track. He's won it before, and this is a big race. If you've won this race, you can win it again because you know what to do. You know you've won this race, and Austin Dillon is my long shot at plus 3,000.
All righty. My long shot?
Yeah, what's your long shot?
Gotcha. First off, I just want to make a point. I just want to get it out there. I'm not big on NASCAR like you are, or I don't really know that much about NASCAR. But, I mean, I know a couple, like, maybe, like, a couple of names, but I'm not, like, huge, huge on NASCAR.
Okay.
So, I want to get that out there. So, you know, if I say, if you know, I'm not going to be, you know, rambling on like you probably are about or making big points about this person or that person. But I got my favorite odds and all that. And my long shot, he's not the biggest long shot out there, but I don't know. Something about him at their odds thinks that, you know, there's a shot at them winning as a long shot. It's Bubba Wallace.
Ooh, I like that. Bubba.
I like the name, you know, Bubba Gump, you know, Forrest Gump, in my opinion, one of the best movies ever. You know, Bubba Gump, Bubba Wallace, you know, I looked up a little bit. I don't know. I feel like he's a decent enough long shot. Not a big, big long shot like, you know, like you said, Austin Dillon, but I don't know. I think Bubba Wallace at plus 2,000, he could make an impact in that Daytona 500. Look out for Bubba Wallace. Don't forget his name.
I really like Bubba Wallace. He actually races for Michael Jordan.
Oh boy.
Michael Jordan's team. Michael Jordan has two racers. And here's the crazy thing. Michael Jordan owns a NASCAR team with Denny Hamlin.
Wow.
It's called 2311 because obviously he's 23. Denny Hamlin's 11.
Yep.
So him and Denny Hamlin own a NASCAR team that has two racers. Bubba Wallace, the number 23, and they got Tyler Reddick in the 45.
Mm.
So Denny Hamlin races for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Wow.
Joe Gibbs, a former Super Bowl coach that, you know, has a bunch of rings, Joe
mm-hmm.
Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a NASCAR team. So Denny Hamlin is racing for Joe Gibbs, but he owns a team that races in NASCAR.
Wow.
So in some of the races, like some of the people like question, like, does he want, you know, himself to win for Joe
yeah.
Gibbs, or does he want his team to win that he has obviously a big ownership in?
Mm-hmm.
Denny Hamlin has never won a championship, so he's obviously always going to go for the win in my eyes. But that is another reason I really like Bubba Wallace. He races for Michael Jordan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you my second. My second pick is, you know, I think he's probably, honestly, maybe the most talented NASCAR driver in NASCAR. I'm going to give it to Kyle Larson, man, at plus 1,400. The Ford car has looked great so far at the track. I've been watching some of, you know, just the warm-ups and going for that pole. And the Ford cars have looked really good. Hendrick has always been a good team at Daytona, the Hendrick Motorsports team. I feel like you got to have one of the Hendrick guys in your top three. If you're going to bet on three guys, you got to have one of the Hendrick guys as one of your top three picks. I'm not the biggest fan of Kyle Larson, But the talent in this guy, you can't deny. I mean, he's you know, he's going to be the real deal. He pretty much already is. He is, you know, a big-name guy. People love him. He's had a lot of controversy as well with other things. We don't have to get into that. But at the end of the day, the guy is a great driver. Maybe is the best in NASCAR. And at plus 1,400, that's hard not to take.
Yeah. I'm going to completely agree with you because he's also my number two.
Okay.
Kyle Larson. You know, I saw Kyle Busch. He's tied for the third. You know, he's three-way tie for the biggest, for the highest odds to win, or lowest. I don't know, lowest, highest, whatever it is. You know,
right.
Best odds. There you go. Best odds to win. But I was like, Kyle Larson, plus 1,400. Not the best odd. You know, not sorry. Tie four-way tie, not three-way, but still has. You know, I like. Yeah, and I liked a lot of points you said. Kyle Larson, he's my number two.
Yeah, I mean. I'll be honest with you. I love Kyle Busch, but Kyle Busch, this isn't really his track to me.
Yeah.
You know, I know he has a good shot at winning this thing, but he wouldn't be one of the guys I put the money on.
Yeah.
I really like Kyle Busch at dirt tracks, street tracks, just at Daytona. It's just a different atmosphere.
I got you.
It's kind of a different track.
I got you. It's like the Cowboys, you know, betting the Cowboys to win it all, you know. In the regular season, they're going to do great.
Yeah.
They're going to go out there, they're going to perform great, look like an amazing, make me look like one of the best teams in the NFL. But when playoffs come, don't trust them Cowboys.
Right, and when I say the 500 is a Super Bowl of NASCAR, the crazy thing is this is the first race of the year. This actually isn't even a playoff race.
Oh boy,
it just, you know, is that big of a race. But it means a lot. This has huge momentum for whoever wins it. It's the first race of the year. You're gonna get all the points. You're gonna be in first. And, you know, it's going to be a great race. So that was your two, Kyle Larson?
Yep, Kyle Larson.
All right, let me give you my favorite. My favorite is my boy. He's my favorite driver. Been a fan of him since I was a little kid. He's never won a championship. He's got 3 wins already at Daytona. This is my boy. This is my dog. I made a rap song about the dude. Denny Hamlin.
Denny
Hamlin.
The man, the myth, the legend.
This is his year.
It's his year.
This is his year.
It's his year.
This is his year.
We're knocking on the table.
He is finally going to get his first championship this year. Bet it now. I'm calling it right now. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he retires and goes full-time owner after he gets his championship. That's all he wants.
Yeah. You know what? Double down on that. Because I also I also have Denny Hamlin number one. Double down on it.
This is his year. This is his year, and this is his track. He's won this race already 3 times. He's going to win it for a 4th time. He's at plus 1,100. He's one of the favorites. But, dude, if he's one of the – he's got to be one of the 3 guys you bet on. I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
And again, I don't know that much about NASCAR, but when I looked at the names, the one that stuck out to me, the moment I saw their name, I was like, it's got to be him, Denny Hamlin. You know, I mean, yes, he's out of all the people in this race, he's the only one that I really like know that much about him, but come on. Betting against Denny Hamlin is like betting against Mahomes, almost in a way.
Yeah, no doubt. And especially this is his track.
It is.
He owns the 500 Daytona. Like, this is his track. I love Denny Hamlin here. I love him at plus 1,100. I don't know where you go wrong with that, dude.
I know. When I saw plus 1,100, I'm not going to lie, I was like, that's a little too high. I was expecting maybe like plus 400. But no, plus 1,100, I go all in. Double or nothing. I'm going full Guido mode on Denny Hamlin.
Oh, my God. And another reason I love Denny Hamlin so much is because everybody hates him. Like, if you talk to any NASCAR fan, probably besides me, they're like, I fucking hate Denny Hamlin. You know?
Hey, they just hate him. They hate him because they ain't him.
Every time he wins a race, everybody's booing him, and I'm cheering. It's ridiculous. Everybody just hates him, you know? But it is what it is. I mean, the dude has a podcast. He'll say whatever he wants and how he feels. He is kind of cocky. You know what I'm saying? He's a little cocky dude, but I mean, you know, like, what? He's the best.
Exactly. When you've won that much, you can't help but, you know, show off a little bit and be like, you know, yeah, I have done this. I have accomplished a lot. Yeah. You know, you can't help it sometimes. And I understand, you know. It's just like, it's not really like I'm a terrible celebrity, terrible person thing. It's just like, you think about how much you've been through your life. You know, people's telling you you can't do this, or whoever you call doubters. You know, people who doubt you and your ability to do it. You know, when you finally get to the top, you know, you can't help but be like, you know, yeah, I did this. You know, not a lot of people believe me, but I got here. Let's go.
I know, but then that's another reason why everybody hates on him. They're like, he's so cocky, he's never even won a championship. And that kills him. That eats him alive.
Oh, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
He's the Cowboys, almost, of NASCAR in a way, because everybody hates him. He's never won a championship as of recently, you know, for the Cowboys anyways. And it's just how it is, you know? He needs the championship. He needs it.
Denny Hamlin, bet on it now.
Denny Hamlin, my boy, watch out for him. Let's talk some NBA before we get out of here. We said we were going to talk it last week. We didn't really get to it. But the NBA All-Star weekend is this weekend, so we got to talk about it.
Yep.
You got the slam dunk contest. You got the three-point contest. You got the All-Star game. You're a Clippers fan.
I am.
Clippers look great. They've had the best record, I'm pretty sure, as of this year, like 2024, since January 1st. They've been amazing.
They have.
They've barely lost. Their chemistry is off the chain. They have two players that are playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start with Paul George.
PG-13.
He's scoring. He's playing good defense. He's running the wing. How are you liking Paul George so far this year?
I think this might be like arguably his best year so far as a Clipper.
Okay.
Not all time. No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm not gonna compare. No. I'm not gonna tarnish his legacy as a Pacer or that
Pacer 1 year Paul.
Or that 1 year he finished third in MVP as an OKC. But you know, this year as a Clipper, you know, this might be his best year. He's shooting, you know, he's making threes, he's dunking, he's playing decent defense. You know, this is the Paul George I wanted when we almost won the ring and, you know, got 3-1 against the Denver Nuggets. This is the Paul George we needed. Finally, he's, you know, coming up into his own. He's finally becoming a leader in a way, kind of. But I think, yeah, Paul George, he's finally proving why we traded. I still think it's kind of hell of a trade looking back, but he's slowly starting to pull me in. Like, this, it was worth giving up all those first round picks to OKC for him and Shea.
Yeah, he's having a great year. Then let's go to the other player on the Clippers that made the All-Star game, and of course, Kawhi Leonard,
the Claw, my current favorite player in the NBA.
He's having an MVP type year the way he's been playing. He looks like old Kawhi that was on Toronto that dominated.
Mm-hmm. Even before he was a Clipper, before he signed the Clippers, he was already one of my favorite players, arguably my favorite player in the NBA. Just he's, you know, his mentality. He reminds me of Kobe with his mentality. You know, he's calm. He doesn't, you know, go crazy or all that. He's in the zone all the time, you know. And you can say what I want, but I think he's the funniest player in the NBA. And it's funny. And what the funny thing about it is, he's not even trying to be funny. It's his personality, you know, his monotone personality. He's just there to have fun, and he doesn't care about his media status or anything. He's just there to have fun, play basketball, and, you know, but whenever he, that just makes his funny moments all the funnier, because it's like, we don't see this type of stuff from a guy like Kawhi. But yeah, he's super funny when he's not even trying to be funny. He's, you know, he's got that mentality. He's super focused. Doesn't really celebrate all that much. And, you know, he's one of my favorite players in the NBA. And then when he signed with the Clippers, he just instantly became my favorite player, like, automatically. Now I'm one of my favorite players in the NBA is on my team. And he's been elite since joining the Clippers. And he's one of the big reasons why we're a contentual, we're a yearly playoff contender.
Do you like his laugh?
I don't know if that was the best impersonation of it, but that was an impersonation of it.
Oh, man. I remember I watched a video of him laughing. I thought it was like a meme or like somebody like made it up. I didn't really think it was him, dude. I love the Claw, though, man. His championship with the Raptors, I mean, one of my favorite finals and my favorite like runs for a player I've ever seen. The way he took over in the playoffs, that buzzer beater that bounced off the rim and bounced. I mean, oh, it was just so good. And I was a huge fan of Kawhi, too. I'm not going to lie. Just like you, I liked his mentality. I liked how he was just, you know, just hungry.
Yeah.
Didn't really, like, talk the talk. Just walk the walk.
Exactly.
Dude. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like when players talk the talk. It makes it more exciting. But at the same time, it's better to see some of the other side, too.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to see someone like Kawhi who has no social media whatsoever, just go out there and just do what he does. And, you know, he's not going to go out there and be like, I'm the shit. No, he's just going to go put his head down, you know, dunk on people, you know, play amazing defense and just be absolutely elite. And I forgot what I was going to say about Kawhi. But, yeah, oh, the Raptors, yeah. I mean, that's one of the – I mean, what he did for that organization and that team every and that whole Toronto – I mean, it's just incredible.
It is.
It is incredible. I mean, when is the last time we've ever had someone like him, you know, go do what he did for an organization or franchise or a city like that? It's been a minute.
The only thing I can think of that even kind of reminds me of that, and it's not even close, is when Chris Paul played for the Thunder. Yeah. I thought there was a debate where that dude should be MVP. It was the best year I've ever seen. And that team around him was terrible. And he carried that team to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They didn't. I don't think they made it past the first round. They gave the team, I forgot who they played, maybe the Warriors or somebody. They gave him some tough games. But just the way he carried that team, that's the only other thing I can think of recent memory. And it wasn't even close, obviously.
Yeah, no.
He didn't win no title. I don't even think he won a freaking playoff series. But, man, just Kawhi was great. So, yeah. I mean, the Clippers, they're a scary team in the West right now, man.
Exactly. I mean, look at the star power they got. Kawhi, PG, you know, the All-Star members. Then you got arguably one of the bigger snubs of the All-Stars, James Harden. Yeah. Guy we traded for. And, yes, I know. When we first traded for him, it looked really bad for us. We went on a – we lost, like, our first, like, 5 or 6 games after trading for him. I'm not gonna lie. When we were on that losing streak after we traded for him, I was like, "Oh, am I gonna have to find a new team to root for?" But no. And then all of a sudden, you know, the stars aligned and they just are going crazy. At one point, they were the first seed in the West. I don't think the Clippers have ever been the number one seed in the Western Conference as a franchise before that. I mean, they've gotten close, like maybe 3rd or 4th seed, but. That was maybe the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, but this might have been the first time in Clippers franchise history where they were the one seed. Yes, it lasted like a day or two, but for the first time ever, maybe, they were the one seed.
They're still better than the Timberwolves, though, so that don't even matter to me. They would whoop the Timberwolves in a playoff series, yeah. Mark my words. And here's the thing I want to talk about with the Clippers, and I think is a big thing that people are sleeping on. Ty Lue.
Yeah.
Ty freaking Lue is coaching his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Dude should be coach of the year.
Yeah.
He is meshing these guys that, look at James Harden. The dude couldn't get along with nobody on any other team, didn't like his role, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Look at Westbrook. Same
exactly.
Bullshit.
I was
going to
say Westbrook. I mean, dude, I think this might be, I don't think I've ever seen a year where Russell Westbrook has put this much effort into playing basketball in an NBA season since his MVP season.
And he's not even starting. Russell Westbrook is the type of dude.
He's
like,
a sixth man for that team.
He's putting
more effort than some of the starters in the NBA. Like, he's putting more effort in than. He's probably putting more effort in Terrence Mann.
And he would usually be pissed about this, too. He's the type of dude that would usually let it go to his head, but. He's in the right headspace now. He's kind of humbled himself. He's kind of been through the ringer as of recently. And I'm starting to like Russell Westbrook. Yeah. I honestly did not like him at all.
I understand.
I hated his mentality. I hated his attitude. Couldn't shoot. Was a douchebag. Always running his mouth.
Yeah.
Tough guy. Talking crap to fans. Calling him to this. You know, just the way he acted was ridiculous.
Delphi, totally.
It seems like he's humbled now. And Ty Lue is probably a big reason and part of this.
Yeah.
I really like where the Clippers are at. I heard on the radio the other day, Kendrick Perkins, he said they're winning the finals this year.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's too early to tell, but yeah, I think they're definitely a sleeper team.
They got to stay healthy, obviously. Too.
Yeah, I know. Kawhi has been. I think he's missed like 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, so I mean, recently. If the Clippers can stay healthy, man. I know Denver is the team to really, really look out for.
Yeah, and I said they were a sleeper team, but I think the sleeper team right now, hot take, the Cavaliers. They've been hot.
They freaking came back on my Bulls last night, pissed me off.
Donovan Mitchell has been playing out of this world.
He has, but I don't think they're good enough to make a title run.
I get it.
I do think they're going to win a playoff series in the East this year and not be a first series exit like last year. I do see them winning a series.
Yeah.
But Donovan Mitchell has improved it to me in the playoffs. Okay. And I don't think – that team has a lot of, like, star power. Oh, a lot of younger guys, fan might not even really know who they are.
Yeah, you got Evan Mobley, who has just been... I mean, he's only been in the league for, like, what, 3 or 4 years, but he's already looked incredible. And then you got Jared Allen. He's a little more of a veteran, but he's still incredible. You got Darius Garland. He really, to me, came out of nowhere with his talent. Like, I remember when he was, like, maybe, like, arguably the – he was, like, arguable starting point guard, but now he's, like, a scoring machine.
Caris LeVert. A guy that I think it might be one of the most underrated players in the NBA.
Yeah.
He can handle the ball. He can shoot. I really like him. I mean, I don't think they're good enough to beat a team like Boston, Milwaukee. And, you know, maybe they could give a Knicks a run for their money. I don't know, though. I like how the Knicks have been playing. But, man, Boston beat a team by 50 points last night, bro. Ooh. They beat Brooklyn by 50 points. Ooh. And this is the second time this year they've beat a team by 50. 5-0, bro.
I know.
I mean...
But they've also had the games where they look like pretenders, though.
They do. And they're not my number one team in the East right now, but I will say they would beat the Cavs to me in a playoff series.
Okay.
You always got to look out for the Heat, too, man, with Jimmy Butler and playoff Jimmy.
I know. There was a stat. I don't remember what it was, but it was like, I wish I remembered fully, but it was like every year that the Chiefs, so far, almost every single year the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, the Heat make the finals.
Yeah, I did see that, too.
It was that, you know. And this year, again, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year, so maybe, you know, even though Miami is currently, like, I think they're like the 7th or 8th seed right now in the conference, you know. Even, you know, it's just a coincidental stat, but still, don't sleep on the Heat. They got players. Jimmy's one of those players where, like, in the regular season, he could be whatever, but once the playoff comes, good luck stopping him. He just turns it up a notch. He's like Mahomes, kind of. But, you know, he's not, like, a goat or anything. But, you know, he's kind of that mentality where he just switches to a completely different gear once playoffs come in.
Oh, when playoffs come around, I say he's at least number two in the NBA ranked. I think the Joker was probably number one last year, but Jimmy, he was close.
Yeah.
They were in the play-in last year, though. Dude, it came down to,
They were the AC last year.
It came down to, like, the last possession against my Bulls, bro. They played the Bulls, and they barely beat the Bulls. And next thing you know, they make the NBA Finals. Like, it was amazing to watch. It was crazy to see.
I know. I don't remember exactly who they beat on their route to the championship, but I know one team I'm pretty sure they beat was the Bucks.
I think that was actually the first round, dude.
Yeah, they beat Giannis in the Bucks first round.
Yeah, and then...
Nuts.
I think they actually whooped their ass, too. It might have been like 3-1.
Yeah, and I think they... And then they beat Boston in the conference
finals.
Yeah,
they beat Boston in the finals.
And that's mostly Jimmy Butler. Like, look out for Jimmy Butler in the playoffs.
Who else did they even have besides Bam, bro?
I mean, their rookie Jami Jaquez. I mean, he's a rookie, but he's, you know, he can score. He's an elite shooter, elite dunker. But yeah, other than that, I don't know.
I like him. He's in the slam dunk competition. We're gonna give you our picks on the slam dunk, but yeah, I mean, the NBA is been exciting this year, man. Honestly, this is like the first year where I'm like full back into the NBA, bro.
Me too. Yeah,
I love how all the teams, how the whole league is. There really hasn't been much load management. They've kind of cut that down to they cut it down a lot. I know it still happens with players like LeBron and some of these guys. Yeah. But, man, this year is very exciting. It's one of those years where I feel like there's so many teams that could make a run at this.
Definitely. There's not one or two front runners. There's like – you have like five or six teams that are in that championship bubble.
Right.
And then you have like a couple of 3 or 4 teams on the outside that could definitely be in it at any point.
Right. And honestly, like until last year, I didn't really follow it too much. And I wasn't as big on the Joker. I didn't realize how good this guy was.
Yeah.
I started watching him last year and I'm like, holy crap, he is that good.
Yeah. That playoff run last year. Oh my gosh.
I mean, he's just so good. He might be one of the best players I've ever seen play the game on some real shit. And I love watching him play. I like, you know, watching Denver games. And I like watching him play. It's just greatness. Another player I like watching, I started watching this year that I really like, is Luka.
Yeah.
I never really watched Luka, man. I was never really, honestly, that big of a fan of Luka.
I get it.
But, man, I started watching him this year. Man, that guy is good. I like the way he's flashy guy. Doesn't play the best defense.
No.
Kind of out of shape. But, God, his passing, I mean, if it came down to a street ball game, I think he'd be my first pick.
Yeah,
the guy can handle the ball. No look passes. The way he shoots off balance, and
he's one of the most. He is neon white from Serbia, but man, he is. I mean, but doesn't matter. He's ghetto. He's so ghetto as a player.
Yeah, you would have thought he like grew up going to like the parks in New York City, balling on the courts there.
He's so ghetto, but like, he's one of my. He's probably like. He's probably like my third or second favorite player in the NBA right now.
That's where I'm at too. I'm not gonna lie. I was even looking at his jersey on Fanatics.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we be balling at South County on Mondays. I'm like, bro, I kind of like the way I kind of play like Luka a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Obviously not on his level, but like my style is kind of like Luka's style.
Yeah, he's also, in my opinion, he's got the cleanest jump shot in the NBA.
I like Luka, man. The monster, he was real big on him for so long, and now I'm on the train, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I love Luka.
Uh-huh, me too.
Luka and the Joker, just everything about this year. I mean, my Bulls haven't really been that good.
Mm-hmm.
DeRozan's kind of having a down year. Kobe White's been, you know, our star this year. I'm surprised we didn't just sell everybody at the trade deadline, but in a way, I kind of like that they're making a run for it. It makes it a little more exciting.
Is Lonzo coming back?
I don't know if he's going to come back this year. I don't think it's 100%. The dude's been out for like 2 years.
I know.
I've never seen anyone have an injury like this and still come back.
I know.
It's ridiculous. If he comes back, will he even be what he was before?
I don't know.
He played like, I think, 20 games for the Bulls. We gave him this big contract. Everybody was all excited. First 20 games of the year, he was on fire. He was shooting like 60% from three. It was insane.
Yeah, he was making some insane passes as well.
Oh, God. I was hooked. I'm like, bro, this is my favorite player. Yeah, the Bulls are back.
Let's do it. Triple B is on the man. Go Bulls. Super Saiyan.
I always liked him anyways. I liked him when he was on the Lakers. He's my type of player, like a Rondo. But at the same time, he can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't the best mid-range guy or down low, but, dude, for some reason, the dude can shoot threes.
Yeah, even with his weird-ass jumper, he can still shoot.
He could shoot threes, and he was a great floor general.
Yeah.
Passing the ball, dribbling the ball. I love floor generals. That's how I compare him to Rondo, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Not shooting-wise. But, yeah, I just loved his floor general. We were the number one seed in the East that year before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I was excited. I was on ESPN. I actually talked to Max Kellerman about it. The clip's on my Instagram, @K9_Florida. It's still on there. I've been on ESPN. Shout out Max Kellerman, one of the GOATs. But I asked him, I was like, do you think the Bulls have a chance of making a run? He's like, honestly, no. But you have stuff to be excited about. Like, they're the number one team in the East. They look really good as of right now.
Yeah.
But, all right, so let's give you our betting favorites for the slam dunk and three-point contest before we get out of here. Let's start with the slam dunk. Who you put your money on for the slam dunk contest?
I got slam dunk. I don't have the odds in front of me, but if I had to give you a name, I don't like doing this, but I got to go with the defending champ, Mac McClung.
Okay.
I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
He's at -225 right now.
I never usually go for like the guy with the highest odds, but I don't know. I feel like this is the year where Mac McClung repeats.
Yeah, and that brings me to my pick, Mac McClung. He doesn't even play for the Orlando Magic.
No, he's on their G League team.
He's on their G League team that plays, I think, in Osceola, Osceola Magic or something like that. But this dude is such a good dunker. He's like a short white dude that has crazy insane ups. When he was in high school, I mean, he was like a number one sensation on YouTube. Everybody was all over him. Went to the NBA, played some games in the NBA, just isn't an NBA player.
No.
He's just a dunker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was on the Sixers last year. Or, like, I think, I don't know if he was, like, he may have been, like, the G League or whatever, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was on the Sixers last year, but now he's on the G League Magic team.
He's been on so many G League teams and benches, and he was on the Bulls for a little bit, and their G League team. I think the Lakers, their G League team. I mean, he's been all over the place. I don't know why. I mean, he's not that good in the NBA. That's why. He's mostly just a dunker.
Andre Ingram.
So it's just crazy to see, like, it's like almost like a minor league baseball player.
Coming into the home run derby.
Yeah, coming into the home run derby. Like, oh, what team is he on? Well, he's not actually in the NBA. He's on the minor league team for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're like, what? Like, why is he in the slam dunk contest? Well, just because he's that good of a dunker, and it's cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
he is an amazing dunker. I've obviously watched him before. He won it last year. I think he repeats at
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you got to bet 225 on him to win, so it's not the best odds.
Yeah.
But that's who I think is going to win.
Me too.
And one person I'm actually excited to see in this is Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. Yeah,
I was surprised he was in it. I was looking at the names. I was like, Jaylen Brown, dunker? Really?
Okay. I know. I was surprised with this. He's at plus 525. That makes it a little interesting because I like the guys that I think have a good shot. They're around plus 500, plus 600.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, I mean, not only that, he's on the Celtics, and the Celtics are a love team, you know, people love Jaylen Brown, I feel like the crowd will get real pumped if he does something pretty crazy, so that could probably help his score. That's probably going to be my long shot if I had to pick one is Jaylen Brown. You got a long shot you want to give, or are you just sticking with McClung?
I mean, if I had to give a long, what are the odds for the other two?
You got Jacob Toppin at plus 500, and then you got Jamie, Jaquez, however you say it, the junior, the rookie on the Heat, he's at plus 800, so he's got the...
I think he's my long shot to win.
At plus 800?
I think so. The rookie. I talked about him before. Yami Jaquez.
Yeah, that's how you say
I like,
it.
I don't know why, but I like him. I like him. I really like, you know... I think he reminds me kind of not well. I don't know, but I don't want to say this, but he kind of reminds me of Luka a little bit. You know, he's a little, but also he's a little older of a rookie. But I don't know, something about Yami Jaquez. I like his style, and I like what he brings to that Heat organization. You know, he's and the fact that you know not a lot of people know who he is, or even know, they don't know he's a rookie, or even know who he is. But he's just so like consistent. I think that's what I like about him, his consistency. Yeah. He's consistent. He's not like. Like I really like Victor Wembanyama. You know, I am on the Victor Wembanyama hype about him, but I think as a player he'll have games where he puts up like triple double with blocks and stuff, but then he'll have a game where he's just like doesn't really do much to impress. But with Yami Jaquez, he's consistently putting up his numbers.
Right.
And that's what I like about him. You know, he's not gonna go out and be elite one night and then disappoint you the next. He's gonna consistently you know, do his thing.
If I was ranking rookies right now, I think I'd have Wembanyama at one, and at number two, I would have him from the Miami Heat. I do think he's probably the second best rookie in the league right now to me.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's also like considering it. Also, the fact like, do you consider Chet Holmgren to be a rookie?
Right.
Because I think there are some people saying he should be rookie of the year with how he's playing. He's kind of cooled down a little bit. I know, like, earlier in the year, he was like, whoa, Chet, oh my goodness, we missed this. We missed him. Like, if this is like, what we've been missing when he limit, you know, last year when he missed the entire year, like, this is what we were missing. But I think he has cooled down a little bit. Yeah. But, again, I think we got to look out for Yami Jaquez.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Holmgren, too. He probably should be the second-ranked guy, maybe even the first over Jaquez. But just personally, I like Jaquez more.
Yeah.
I just see Holmgren kind of, like, honestly, I hate to say, but I feel like he might get hurt again. He turns the ball over a lot. That game against the Magic I watched, that was one of the first times I was actually able to watch him. Man, they were just ripping the ball out of his hands. He was getting stolen from so much. He's just kind of like one of them guys, like, you just kind of put him at the three-point line. Other than that, I don't know. He can get some boards, but you put a big boy on him. Shit. They're gonna box his little ass out. I just like Jaquez, man. I like him on the Heat. Pat Riley knows how to draft. He's a tough dude, man. I like how he plays, you know, offense and defense. He hustles. I like him on defense a lot. I like a good defender. Yeah. So all right. Let's go into the 3-point contest.
Alrighty.
Before we get out of here. Who you liking in the 3-point contest? Now, before we give you our 3-point contest though, I do know that Steph Curry and is it Sue Bird? I forgot who it is. He's going up against a WNBA player.
Sabrina Ionescu.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's how you pronounce her last name, but that's the name.
They're not in the 3-point contest. No. But they are having a contest between each other.
Yeah.
In like a shoot off, like something like that. So that's going to be cool to watch. You know, I love Curry. Yeah. So, okay, but they're not part of the 3-point contest. So give me your 3-point contest winner.
I talked about him earlier. I'm gonna, you know, I saw his name on there and I was like, I think I'm slowly drawing into him. You know, he's not the favorite to win. I'm not, you know, I don't know why, but I'm looking at this name and I'm just like, I think it's his year to win the 3-point contest. Donovan Mitchell.
Wow.
He's my pick to win.
Okay. I respect that. Donovan Mitchell is somebody I was going to name. He's actually the biggest long shot, man. He's at plus 950. So
don't sleep on him.
So he's the biggest underdog in this.
I think he's gonna prove why the Cavs are, you know, have been such red hot in the NBA.
They've won, like, what, 18 of their last 20? Something crazy
something like
that.
Yeah, insane.
And they came back last night against the Bulls. I mean, surprised that Cat is plus 700. How is he plus 700 and Mitchell's plus 950?
I have no idea.
I know Cat can shoot threes, but, dude, is he better than Donovan Mitchell in a competition like this, too?
I mean, yeah, he has won a contest already before.
Right.
So maybe that's why. They're kind of giving him a little benefit of the doubt because, like, he's won a contest before.
That's true. But, man, Mitchell's just been off the chain this year.
Exactly.
Especially with his shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I know. Remember that one game he scored 72 or whatever it was? 70 plus? Dude's nuts.
Yeah, and then Cat put up, what, like 61 that same day? Yeah. But he was ball hawking bad. But, all right, so you're going with Mitchell. I'm gonna go with Trae Young, man, at plus 550. Ice Trae. Here's the thing with Trae Young. If he gets hot, he's hot.
Yeah.
He might be, he's up there with, like, almost Curry when he gets hot, the way he's shooting it from half court. Not Curry, but when he gets hot, he reminds me of Curry.
Yeah. That's big, though, from a Knicks fan saying that. Because, well, I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute since, you know, that whole F. Trae Young thing was going on with the Knicks fans.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm a Knicks fan here. I like the Knicks.
I'm sorry. I was confused with your father. Never mind.
You are right, though. The Knicks are probably my second favorite team.
Okay.
You know, I do like the Knicks. I root for the Knicks. I like watching them almost more than probably any other team in the league. But... yeah, no, I Trae Young, man, when he gets hot, he's hot. And I feel like if he gets hot in this three-point contest, he can definitely win it. Atlanta's been, you know, disappointing this year.
Yeah.
I just don't think that him and DeJounte Murray are really meshing too well together. Mm-mm. They could have made a bigger trade and maybe got someone like Donovan Mitchell on that team and traded away all those picks, or who knows who else they could have got. They could have went after someone else. You know, having them two point guards together, they might be able to get something going, but just as of right now, it just hasn't been that good. And I really like Trae Young in this competition at plus 550. I mean, he's just a great shooter.
Yeah, he is. He can pull from the logo like nothing.
Yeah, and another person I do want to bring up that's in the competition and I like as well at plus 700 is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
I mean... Let's talk about the Knicks. You brought the Knicks.
I was about to say, I want to talk about Jalen Brunson. He's, right now, he might be one of my highest rising, like, biggest rising, like, favorite players. Like, right now, in the last, like, couple months, he's quickly growing into one of my favorite players in the league. And I don't know what, again, he's having an MVP-like year, and it's a lot of it is that. But, like, oh my God, like... he just flipped the switch. I watched him in Dallas, and I was like, okay, he seems cool. You know, I watched him a little bit in Villanova. I was like, okay, Jalen Brunson's cool. When he went to the Knicks, like, he just became, like, all of a sudden, like, one of the best players in the NBA. And it's like, whoa. Like, holy crap.
I know.
Like, what he's doing for the Knicks right now, I mean, like unbelievable. Like, I can't even put into words how inspiring it is to see Jalen Brunson perform like that. I mean, I watched his recent game against the Indiana Pacers. I mean, I honestly almost shed a tear watching him play and seeing, you know, how much heart and how much passion, heart and soul he puts every minute and for that team and just how he goes out there and gives it his all. You know, he's getting poked in the eye, you know, on a blown call, and then comes in and shoots a game-winning, with two-pointer. Like, I just love seeing players like that who, no matter what situation they're in, they just always give it their all, and you know they just, you know, they bust their ass out there. So I'm quickly falling in love with Jalen Brunson as a player.
If they gave me an MVP vote and I had to give it right now, there is a strong chance that I would give it to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
even with Randle being out and. He really didn't have the best supporting cast. He's got a lot better of a cast now after these trades. The way he carried that team, even when Randle was on it still. I know we were talking earlier about our favorite players in the league. We both have Luka at 3. My number one is Jalen Brunson.
Mm.
I love this guy. I love point guard. It's my favorite position. He's a floor general. He can shoot. I love the way he's playing for the Knicks. I love the way he's carrying that team. His mentality. He's a dog. I love Jalen Brunson, man.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to name like my top five, I would say like Kawhi's number one. Luka, I'd probably put at two right now. And I think I'd put Jalen at number four, number five. Like that's and if you asked me last year, Jalen wouldn't be in my top 25. But right now he's like top. He's like maybe number four for me.
Yeah.
I would say again, Kawhi number two. Kawhi number one, Luka two. Number three, I would say. Probably like Jason Tatum, maybe.
Really.
Not Jason Tatum. It starts with a J, but I'll get back
James
to
Harden.
It. Jimmy Butler. That's
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler number three.
Play off Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler. Jalen Brunson number four, and then number five, I'd probably say Victor Wembanyama.
Really?
Yeah.
He is cool to watch.
He is cool to watch. I don't know. I mean, I'm all in on the Victor hype, you know?
10 blocks, triple-double. It's crazy. We've never seen that.
No, and I mean, he's once in a generation, not only in his playing style, but his built. You know, he's 8 foot long wingspan. Nuts.
And he don't even play like starter minutes yet. He's still like playing 20 minutes a game, getting 10 block triple doubles.
I don't know what Popovich is doing. I mean, I don't know if it's a senileness, but
no. What I think it is, and I'll stand up for Pop on this. I tried him about this, and now I get it. That team is in no way or no chance of making the playoffs or anything like that. All they got is Wembanyama. So here's what you do. His first year is his best chance of getting hurt. He's still skinny.
Yeah.
He's with the weight trainers. He's eating food. Play him only 20 minutes a game. Have one of the worst records in the NBA. Because in the NBA, you have a really good chance of getting that number one pick.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be the worst team like in the NFL. So as long as you're one of the bottom four, bottom five teams.
Yeah.
You'll have a really good chance to pick one. Mm-hmm. Just like that's how they got Wembanyama. There's a chance you get the number one pick again.
Yeah.
You can get the best guy in college basketball, put him with Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Now you go for free agency.
Exactly.
Now you get some veterans. Now you pay some guys. Because as of right now, I don't even know if I can name another guy on the Spurs. All the guys are like G League guys. I think Vassell is one guy I can name. He's like the point guard.
Vassell. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Vassell. Other than that, I mean, come on, dude. So, in a way, I get it. Play him 20 minutes. Let him stay healthy. Let him learn the game a little bit. Let him put on some weight. Get this number one pick. Get one of the top guys in college. And then go sign some guys free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get one of these guys because they're going to want to play for Pop, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe somebody like Kawhi would want to make a return.
True. Yeah.
You never know. Like especially that. If he wins a championship for the Clippers and brings them their first title ever. I think, like he did for Toronto. You know, go home, finish with Pop.
True, I like that. Oh, wow, I like that, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know I kind of just thought of it, but
I think about it, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I kind of like that.
Get a couple, you know, other veteran guys, you know. Who knows? Yeah. You know, maybe someone like Jimmy Butler.
Could, yeah.
This might be his last year on the Heat. You know, there's a lot of guys out there next year I think that could be up for grabs. So, mm-hmm. I like what Pop's doing. At the end of the day, it took me kind of more thinking about it and being smarter about it and be like, Pop actually knows what the hell he's doing. Mm-hmm. We should have never doubted him.
Yeah.
He's obviously proved that to us, but
yeah.
Pop's a man.
I know. Yeah, but yeah, I really like Victor, and I think he has a very, very bright future ahead of him. I mean, if he's playing 20 minutes a game and he's putting up triple doubles with 10 plus blocks, I mean, that's once in a generation right there. That's like, you know, your Tim Duncans or your LeBron, or I don't want to, and this might be hot, but your LeBron Jameses or your Hakeem Olajuwons.
Yeah, I mean, he is so fun to watch. The couple times I've seen him, it's fun to watch. I wish he played more, you know, but when he's in, it's very
exciting. He just turned 20 recently, you know. He's still got, if he stays healthy, he's still got a lot of more years to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is just the beginning for the Spurs. I guess before we get out of here, if I was going to give you my five, I said Brunson was one. At two, I'd probably put the Joker, man. I love the Joker.
Respect that.
At three, probably, like I said, Luka. At four, I'd probably give it to Curry because I've always been a big Curry fan. I love how he still just chucks it from half court. He's still great. Man, in at five, I still haven't even named a bowl yet. You know, I'll give him an honorable mention. I love Alex Caruso. I love DeMar DeRozan. I love them guys. But, man, honestly, if I had to give my five to somebody, I do like Wembanyama. I love watching him play. Mm-hmm. I love Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, Paolo.
I think I'll give it to LeBron, man. Okay. LeBron is still, when he's in the game, he's elite. I love watching LeBron play because at 40 years old to do what he does, you got to give him his props, man. And he's still just, he's an exciting player to watch, man. He still does a lot of that same stuff he did back in the day that would get you out your seat, man.
I got you. I actually do have two honorable mentions now that I think about it. one person that I'll give the one that we kind of mentioned before, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know, at first I wasn't really a fan of it. When he's on the Jazz, I mean, this was more personal, but I wasn't a fan of the Jazz because we had a little rivalry with him. The Clippers had a rivalry with Donovan. You know, I think his first or second year in the league, they eliminated us from the playoffs, you know, and all that. So then we had a 1 year where we beat them. We were down like 3-1 or something like that. We came back and, you know, so at first I was like not the biggest fan of Donovan Mitchell just because he was on the Jazz and we had to face them almost every year in the playoffs. But now that he's on the Cavs and I've seen what he's been able to do on that team and, you know, completely carry that team to being red hot, he's reminding myself now Donovan Mitchell is that guy. And he's, you know, I gotta swallow that pill and be like, you know, now that he's no longer on one of my favorite team's biggest rivals, I gotta give him his flowers and be like, yeah, you're amazing. Okay. And then the other guy I want to name that we haven't really talked about that much, and again, and this is another opposite. I mean, they're on the team they're on. They're one of the Clippers' biggest rivals, but I still think he's that. I think I still love him as a player, and that's Devin Booker.
Yeah,
I like Devin Booker, man. And I think a big thing of it is how much Kobe inspires him, because Kobe's my favorite player in the NBA ever. He's my favorite player ever in the NBA. No question, no doubt about it. But yeah, I think a lot. I like how Devin Booker is inspired by Kobe, and now he just and how, you know, again, and also I liked how in the beginning of his career, when he was super young, he was scoring a lot with that terrible when Phoenix was terrible, and he's remained loyal to the Suns. That's another thing I like about him, his loyalty. So everything, he reminds me a lot of Kobe, you know, with his loyalty, his mentality, his shoot, you know, his scoring abilities. You know, now that he's got KD and Bradley Beal and everyone else on the team, you know, he still remains, you know, focused and like humble to the fans of Phoenix, and just, you know, he balls his ass out, and I like Devin Booker for that. You know, he might be on my team's biggest rival, but I still respect Devin Booker as a player.
That's real. Yeah, the Suns are a team that I really kind of sleep on, honestly. Like, when I think of the best teams of the West, sometimes I kind of skip over the Suns. And they got Booker, they got Durant, they got Beal.
They just
got
to stay healthy. That's it.
They just got to stay healthy. I mean, they're kind of a super team. They still got to build some chemistry, too.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I almost forgot about Giannis.
The Greek Freak.
Bro, I love Giannis.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Before we get out of here, I do want to say this, man. I was the biggest fan of Giannis. He's Greek, obviously. We're Greek.
Yeah.
I love the Greek Freak. But, dude, this year, I kind of have not liked him.
Ooh, yeah, he
I'll
has.
I'll be honest with you, he's kind of been a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's why I've been kind of, like, forgetting about him. Is like, I think if it weren't for this year, I think he would be in my top five, but... Yeah, I mean, this year he's been kind of like kind of becoming a villain almost.
Almost every year, I would say he's like my top two, maybe even my number one favorite. But bro, after this year, he didn't want the coach, got the coach fired. The way he like ran after that dude for the game ball, and like he's just kind of been like, I don't know if he let the championship go to his head or what. I mean, I know he runs Milwaukee, but he's just kind of had like a cocky attitude this year. He's kind of been a dick. I hate to say it. I love you, the Greek Freak. I know you'll never hear this, but you kind of been a dick this year, dude.
Yeah.
You know, usually, like, when I think of the Greek Freak, I think of, like, this loyal dude, nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, super charismatic, you know, big family guy.
Yeah,
big,
and he's, big like, getting mad on the court at his teammates and blaming everybody for everything and just... I don't know, man. He's just kind of changed, dude.
I don't know. Maybe the money's getting to him. Could be. That fame. And I hate to see it. That's the one thing I hate to see when it comes to like a player like that, is when the fame and the popularity and the money or whatever it is, or a combination of all that, just gets to them. And they just start, you know, changing their mental, like how they play the game or how they respect the game kind of changes, you know, cough, cough, LeBron.
Right. We talked a lot, dude. We talked Super Bowl recap. We did NASCAR. We did NBA All-Star Weekend slam dunk, 3-point. We talked a lot of NBA as well. I wasn't expecting us to go off about that as much. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I got a nose piercing.
That was your 21st birthday.
Yeah.
I got nose a nose piercing. Yeah. Do you have to be 21 to get that?
No, 18, but I waited because, again, I was like, I don't know if I want to nose. I don't know if I want to do something like that, you know, with the career path I'm going with, you know, when, you know, your face is very prominent in that path. But, you know, I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I want a septum. I've always wanted a piercing. You know, let's get a septum piercing. And I got it.
I got my ears pierced. I did that like when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. I never wear earrings. I wouldn't be surprised if my stuff starts to close up soon. I wear them every now and then when I go out. It'd be a little flashy, but.
I might get my ears pierced soon. We'll see.
All right. Well.
Hello.